certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, how about this? We got a little Bruins action tonight. Bruins Flames at the Garden. See if the Bees can bounce back after their shutout loss to the Leafs on Tuesday.
Do we find out if Vladar revenge game?
I was looking for I follow a lot of Flames media members.
Well, you're big in the hockey reporting world. Yeah, Scoops Keith.
I got no scoop on this. I do know that Korpisalo will be betwixt the pipes tonight, though, for the Bees. Your guy.
Korpisalo with better numbers than not only Ullmark, but also Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, he's good.
And it's Swayman-Ullmark, apparently, this weekend.
What?
Ooh!
Are they going to line it up anyway?
Goalie fight. Goalie fight. You know how sometimes
they both
like,
do want to get into a fight, so imagine if they did fight each other.
It's like Bret Hart, Owen Hart. Rest in peace. When those guys fought each other?
Yeah.
They said they would never fight.
And then
they did.
Then
Undertaker, Kane.
Sometimes
famous brothers
that.
So have fought.
Will they do the goalie hug? One team wins like 6-2 and they go goalie hug each other?
And then whoever loses should do like a little stick to the groin.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, like a... No, they should do
like I'm no longer your goalie, brother.
They should go in for the hug, but then give him one of these like, psych!
Yes.
They should give him one of those.
Psych him out.
Psych!
So that'd be good.
In your face.
That's good.
That'd be a good heel turn. That's a heel turn I can appreciate.
Do you think Ullmark could be the one that ends up costing Montgomery his job? What if Ullmark like, stands on his head?
Ullmark blanks him.
Shuts him out.
Yeah.
They'd have to lose this Flames game tonight, too, I think.
Yeah.
They lose this one. Well, I know Razor wasn't worried about a losing streak.
You know, he's never worried about much with this team. So... Yeah, he didn't think that a losing streak would lead to Montgomery's job. And then you go, well, what? Why haven't they given him a contract? Because,
I don't think.
I don't think they've given him a contract because I don't think they like him.
I think there's...
And you're right. If they didn't beat the Leafs last year, he would have been out of a job.
Yeah.
So he's teetering now.
So he just lost to the Leafs.
They lose to the Flames, and then Omar blanks him or something over the weekend. And I mean shuts him out. I don't mean blanks him.
Yeah.
Shuts him out. Yeah, he could lose. Omar could lead to his demise, yes.
All right, I'm going to throw a fastball at you right now, see if you can hit it.
Okay.
Flames.
Uh-huh.
Top five or bottom five team name in sports? There's no in between.
I like it.
You like it. So top five.
I guess.
One of the best is Flames.
Yeah. I mean, top five feels very
top
strong.
Top five team names.
But I like it more than don't like it.
I got the Eagles. I got the Wildcats. Flames.
They got a good.
Boars.
They got a good jersey.
Their alternate logo's great.
Good sweater, I should say. They got a good sweater.
Good sweater, yeah.
Yeah,
a hockey guy for
which
a second.
Which one's that? With the the breathing?
The horse with
breathing fire. I don't like that one.
Nick,
I
what
like
do you think?
I like the regular C. That's a good one.
Flames is
top five or bottom five?
Bottom five.
Billy?
Keith? Oh, sorry, Billy?
Bottom five.
Bottom five.
Keith?
Yes, in the bottom.
Top.
Flames?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Johnny Storm Fantastic Four Flame on.
Yeah.
You could be like the Human Torch.
You
that could be a thing.
While we're talking jersey, do you like I can't believe this. We're so far into the program and this never came up.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
Hated them.
Loved them.
What are they wearing like that? That didn't
I don't know.
Look like a Warriors
it does
uniform
not.
To me.
It does not. But that's a weird one where it doesn't look like their traditional
like
thing that I
like. Triple take. I was like, what is this?
I like
should have wore the Jason Richardson ones.
Oh
yeah, those were aggressive with the crazy. They had the crazy mascot then too, right?
Yeah.
Jumping all around.
Yeah, what was that guy?
I don't know.
Worker or something. What was that?
Maybe he worked on the bridge.
Yeah,
they got a lot of bridges out there.
He walked up the suspension bridge thing. He was one of those guys.
Or he escaped from Alcatraz.
He's an Alcatraz escapee. It could be that.
Like an ex-con.
Yeah, Sean Connery and The Rock.
Yeah.
Then he breaks back. Then he breaks back in,
right?
Hey, he's got an expert. He know how to. He know how to break out. You can break back in.
Yeah,
he knew how to do it.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a
grab bag,
which is what I am.
Thursday night football, week 10 in the NFL kicks off tonight with an NFC North matchup or AFC North matchup: Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens.
It's a good one.
You know what Sean was telling me? He was whispering into my ear earlier today.
I don't. What?
Lamar Jackson over passing yards. He just told me the number's too low.
Okay.
So he told me.
Look, Shime's,
that
Shime's
was a little tip he gave me. I know.
Shime's good. Well, I mean, I think he is. I mean, Courtney tracks it. So
I don't know how many hams to bet on this.
Quizzle on Twitter.
That was the day he swallowed his tongue. He recovered, though. He didn't miss any shows.
Okay, good.
After that.
It's a warrior.
So
I'm on Burrow overs tonight.
Burrow, what are you parlayed to?
I parlayed it on my ESPN bet parlay reference here tonight, or recommendation rather. I got it with Lamar rushing over and Gesicki receiving over. Burrow 3 touchdowns.
You're betting on Gesicki?
Yeah.
Okay.
No T. Higgins.
Okay. So they got to feed Gesicki?
2 touchdowns last week.
All right. Doing the gritty?
100 yards last week.
Gesicki had 100 yards last week?
100 and 2 touchdowns.
He'll get shut down this week. You don't want to just... You gotta.
The Ravens pass D, real bad.
No, that's true.
That's my point.
Given
that's why I'm on the Burrow side.
Marlon Humphrey back, I believe.
Say it again?
I think they're getting Marlon Humphrey back.
D- Did not know that.
All right.
news to me.
You're going to readjust
news
everything.
News to me. May have to revise my SGP.
That's a nice Thursday night game, though.
It's a real good game.
I actually, in all seriousness, for
the tiers and everything else next week, it's huge for the Bengals.
Massive game. Because right now they're frisky, but they could be just about outside. They win this game.
Yeah, or you lose and you could be shooketh.
They would be shooketh.
You lose a couple, you go right to the Mayo Grown.
Yeah.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old grab bag.
All right, you're probably wondering, Keith, what was the NBA's best performance from last night? I never thought I would say this year. It might be the number one pick in the draft. Zachary.
Oh, he had a big game.
Rizashe.
He did nothing against the Celtics the other day. I was floored when I saw the stat line this morning.
He had 33 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was the kid out of France. Number one overall pick by the Hawks. They beat the Knicks. Sabonis had a triple-double. And you told me he didn't miss a shot, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking for this right now. He had
the first person since 77, I think it was.
Walton?
No turnovers, didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Probably Bill Walton, right?
Ready?
I feel like he would do that.
It's the first time, this is the first time and that it's happened in NBA history where he did not miss a field goal or turn it over with a triple-double.
Holy mackerel.
NBA history.
That was, all right, so good for him. That was a, where was that? Did they win the game?
They beat Toronto, yes.
Okay, they beat Toronto. Jokic had 23 points, 20 rebounds, and 16 assists.
Nice.
Okay.
Was he perfect? Did he turn it over?
Nice, yeah.
And they won, right? They beat OKC.
Nuggets beat the Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets.
Big game.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are you? I'm Grab Bag.
Panthers announced that Bryce Young will start the London game. So big matchup. 9:30 a.m. local time. It'll be Giants and Panthers on Sunday morning.
It's predictable that they were going to wind up. He won a game. If he didn't win last week, I think they go back to Dalton. But since he won and he was the number one pick, I think they kind of are forced to stick with him for at least another week.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Grab Bag.
Matt Leinart. You remember Matt Leinart, Heisman Trophy winner from Southern California.
I do.
His kid, Cole Leinart. Cole Leinart is a quarterback.
Yeah, he is. Of course he is.
He committed to SMU.
Oh.
He's going to be a Mustang. They've bounced back nicely since the death penalty.
Yeah, I watched them the other night.
40 years ago.
Would they be? It was like them and Pitt. It was like crazy. They had like identical numbers. Like same amount of yards, same amount of points per game.
Yeah, yeah.
Same amount of maybe passing yards on top of that. I forget what the breakdown was. I watched some of that game on Saturday. SMU looked good. I thought maybe Matt Leinart's kid would commit to a slightly better program. But
Cole Leinart, that's where he's going.
Okay.
Did you see the Pony Express 30 for 30?
Oh, great one.
Excellent.
Pony Excess.
Right.
That's what it was.
It had to be a pun.
Yep.
My bad.
It's Grab Bag. It's Grab Bag.
It's my
Grab Bag.
My
Grab Bag.
Speaking of college football, Billy Napier staying at Florida despite being terrible. Keeping them.
They lost the cocktail party this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah,
they were in the mix, though.
Largest outdoor. They call it something else now, right?
Because it's not the cocktail party anymore?
I don't think you can say it because it's alcohol.
Oh. Like, what do they call it? The world's largest outdoor party?
Game. Party. Yeah, it might be party.
It might be. Okay.
It's lame.
It's like the Red River Shootout. It's not the Red River Shootout anymore. Red River Rivalry.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Grab Bag.
Panthers have extended running back Chuba Hubbard.
Oh.
Chuba Hubbard get himself a fresh new deal.
He just got dealt very controversially in my fantasy league. That's a win for the guy who dealt. I don't want to admit this, but the guy who dealt Chuba. For him, that's a win long term.
Grab, 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 grab bag, 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 grab, bag, 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 grab bag. Paul George, a.k.a. PG-13, was back in L.A. at the Staples Center taking on his old team, the Clippers. He was booed. He was asked about it after the game. He referred to it as stupid. It was stupid that he got booed.
I'm amazed there's that many Clippers fans that they booed.
They even care? They even remember he was on the team?
Number two, you're a Philly fan.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Like, we're supposed to be booing him.
They're like, wait till he gets back here. Yeah, we'll take it from here.
We'll show you how you boo somebody.
We'll take it from here.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that I read that headline and I thought he got booed in Philly. I'm like, that makes sense. No, he got booed in L.A.
Clippers.
That's actually more shocking to
Clippers
me.
Gave him the business, yeah.
Smooth. Grab bag.
Dak Prescott, apparently his hamstring was like pulled off the bone. It's a bad injury for Dak Prescott. Dak attack.
I cut him more slack again for when he says we effing suck. I cut him more slack. That was your hamstrings ripped off the bone. You're ornery. You're angry if that's happened. And I got him a little more slack.
Yeah, I guess. He does this have any impact on Mike McCarthy? Like, does he have an out now that they're going to be so bad?
Well,
Dak Prescott.
I'm sorry?
Dak Prescott.
Well, that's right on the line. Maybe. If he rips off a bunch of wins with Cooper Rush, could he save his job? Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
Right, it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's
grab bag.
Trevor Lawrence not going to play this weekend, doesn't look like. And that means Mac Jones for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, and it sounds like not just this weekend. It sounds like Trevor Lawrence could get surgery and Mac Jones. And again, it's against the Vikings. That's a terrible matchup.
That's not a good matchup for
Mac Jones. Not that there's many good matchups for Mac Jones, but that's a really bad one. He could play out the string for Jacksonville if Trevor Lawrence gets surgery, which I'd be mildly entertained by.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about
rapping? So we talked about the Sixers, right? So Joel Embiid wasn't playing. Then he got suspended for shoving a reporter. Paul George is getting booed. He's barely played this year. They're one, like, healthy, good player. Not healthy. Tyrese Maxey is going to be out a few weeks.
Oh, hamstring,
of a right,
right?
Hamstring injury for Tyrese Maxey.
Yikes.
So they are just a shell of a franchise.
Yeah, that I want that one back. I said I thought they would be right there with, like, in the mix with New York.
No.
Philly and New York, a tier below the Celtics. These teams loaded up in the offseason. They're a disaster.
How are you feeling about my Cavs? Only undefeated team in the NBA?
9-0, right?
9-0.
Woo. I mean, good.
Blowing doors.
I feel good about that team.
They'll try to get to 10-0. Let's see.
Who they got?
Ooh, they got the Warriors. Get the Warriors tomorrow.
Don't like that.
At their place. Cleveland.
At whose place? Oh, Cleveland's place.
Cleveland's place. Yeah, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. It's the time everyone's been waiting for. The random baseball player of the day. Did you get this one yesterday or did Billy?
Neither of us.
No, nobody.
And Rusty Greer was stumped us all.
It all runs together for me, so I forget. All right. What do you guys want? What do you guys want first? Years, teams, position? Because I usually just throw it all out there randomly. What do you think's best?
My vote. This is just one person's vote.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's it. That's
one man.
You can always speak for yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a democracy.
I like having the years first. Towards the end. No, towards the end.
Oh.
Because then I get all the information, and then it's like, well, these are the years it took place in.
Because if you do position and team, you can just throw out a bunch of guesses and have fun with it, right. And then I'll narrow it down
so
for
at least
you.
I can get all the information, and then the last clue kind of narrows that window.
Okay. Got it.
That's so just my opinion.
That's fine.
I'm a team player.
We can try them all out.
Let's try it out.
So do you guys want teams?
Let's try out position.
I'll do years at the end.
Teams first, I think, before position.
Teams,
position, years.
And then I'll give you some stats. And
yeah,
and then accolades.
Yeah, how many swipes?
Do they win Rolaids Relief Man of the Year? That kind of thing.
Four exactly. Times.
Okay, good.
Raleigh fingers.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is a... It's Raleigh fingers, son of a gun. No, this was a guy who played for the San Francisco Giants, Florida Marlins, and briefly with Texas.
Okay.
But pretty much split his time with the Giants and the Marlins.
Okay, Giants, Marlins.
Closer.
Rob Nen.
Yes.
Wow. How about that? That was a three.
You guys are in on Rob Nen.
That was
a big Rob Nen guy.
You know what?
What a big show.
Save your years.
Yeah. Stick your years, would you?
Did you know that he was fourth in the Cy Young in 2000?
Wow.
Or was it 2000? Yeah, 2000.
Where'd Brian Wilson finish in some of those?
Brian Wilson was runner-up? Man,
he was nasty. Well,
you're biased. You're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about New Hampshire.
He had 4 years where he was
unstable.
Straight filth, though, out of the pen.
Yeah,
he was a wild card, Bill.
I like when he go on Rome.
Oh, he go on Rome. Oh, with him and the Machine?
Yeah, the Machine.
Who I think was Pat the Bat Burrell.
The Machine.
So you remember, you guys remember this at all? So he would go on, this was early days of like zooming in a guy too. So Jim Rome would be on, and then Brian Wilson would be sitting down at his house in front of his screen, but they would like do side by side. And he'd be doing his interview like pretending to be like serious. And then a guy would show up in like a gimp mask, shirtless,
running around, half
walking
naked,
behind him,
and
just walk by. And then Jim Rome was like, "What was that?"
Rome's finally like, "What's going on back there?"
He's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, that's the Machine."
Didn't he have like one of those like Zach Morris style phones too in one of the interviews?
Yes.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
dude, he was hilarious.
I don't like to give New Hampshire too much credit, but that was funny.
But he like a classic closer where for a 4-year stretch was like unhittable.
Yep,
and then like. just fell off the cliff.
I think Rob Nen, we'd be shortchanging him if we said he burned that hot. Rob Nen.
Nen was better.
Rob Nen had a nice run.
No, Nen was better longer. But I'm thinking like your Billy Koch's.
Yeah.
Like these guys, like your Jason Isringhausen's. Yeah. Like these type of guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three-time All-Star Nen.
Eric Gagne's.
Fourth in the Cy
Young. Gagne's.
Nen was really good in the playoffs, if I remember.
Nen also won the World Series with that 97 Marlins team, but then he was actually better with the Giants.
That beat Cleveland.
Brian Wilson was a three-time All-Star.
Yep.
Finished seventh in the Cy Young one year.
Okay, Nen finished fourth. So what are you saying?
I'm saying you're shortchanging Wilson is all I'm saying.
I think you're shortchanging Nen.
Guy led the league in saves. Did Nen do
that? Fairness, I'm the one who brought up Brian Wilson. But, yeah. But I think you're shortchanging him.
Oh, no, Nen did lead the league in saves, 45. What happened to Nen? He was an all-star in 02, and then that was it.
What about Nen? Good question.
What happened to Rob Nen?
He was like a Barry Sanders type.
Is he with us?
Yeah, he's with us. He was like a Barry Sanders type.
Oh, he went out on top?
Like a Megatron. Yeah, he was like, you know what? I've had enough. He went out as an all-star.
I got to get to the bottom of this.
He went out as an all-star with a 220 ERA. So and 43 – I think he – I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I think he kind of went out as a Barry Sanders type.
Wow. Oh, he did have – type. He tore his rotator cuff. That would do it.
Yep. He said, I'm out.
That'd pop you out of there for a little while.
Tales old as time.
He was known for an unusual delivery in which he tapped his toe on the ground before releasing the ball. His signature pitch, a slider, was nicknamed the Terminator. Had a velocity of up to 92.
Text line gets it. They wanted it. Was he ever Rolaids relief man of the year?
I don't think so. Not then.
Text line also says he was nasty.
Rolaids forget to call those.
Yeah, it's true. He had the market cornered. Nen was nasty in triple play for N64.
No, I believe that.
Told. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, I don't see any Rolaids relief man of the years on here.
In 2008, he...
just hand those out.
That's true.
You know, Rob Nen in 2008 got two Hall of Fame votes.
Oh, yeah, I did not see that.
Yeah, he was done after that.
Mm.
His parents get votes?
Yeah. Well, Finn had a vote, which is happening soon.
I saw that.
Could have tossed him. It could have been a third.
Throw Rob Nen a vote.
Yeah, there you go.
Good closer.
Real nice closer. So I can't believe you're shortchanging him so much.
Yeah.
I do. That's the first, like,
314 saves. All three of you guys got that immediately.
That's the first time all three of us have ever even said a name anywhere in the vicinity.
Maybe like Billy's right. Maybe me putting the years out first kind of throws it.
Maybe years.
It doesn't help.
Yeah. You've been doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
I didn't want to say it to him, Billy, but I'm happy someone finally said it.
I guarantee you don't get tomorrow's guy.
It would have been funny if it wasn't Rob Nen and we all were screwed up.
Yeah, like, that's our guess.
We're out of guesses. Okay.
There you go. There's the grab bag.
There you go. That's the grab bag. That's our random baseball player of the day.